You're listening to a State of Opportunity special report, Better Together, How School Diversity Makes a Difference. As neighborhoods and thus schools become more segregated, there are teachers who've decided to confront that head on, and they're not waiting for a grand solution from our elected leaders to appear. They know it's easy to get along with people who look like you, think like you, but they want to prepare their students for a world that is increasingly diverse. Lauren Robinson is a teacher at Hamilton High School. It's a rural school near Holland. Zainab Shami teaches at Fordson High School in Dearborn. The two work together to plan a field trip that's happening tomorrow. Lauren is bringing her students to Dearborn. They'll visit the Arab American National Museum and then head to Fordson and sit down and talk with Zainab's students. Zainab Shami is here with us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And from West Michigan via Skype, it's a pleasure to welcome Lauren Robinson. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Thank you, Cindy.
Tell us a little, Lauren, about Hamilton High School and the community, particularly through the lens of diversity.
Sure. It's a school of about 800 students. Beautiful school, beautiful classrooms, everything, wonderful teachers and students. But as far as diversity goes, it's pretty homogenous, very white in general. And we don't get a ton of exposure to different ethnicities and cultures. So it has a rich culture of its own, but certainly not as diverse as where I grew up. So,
and you grew up in Dearborn.
I did, yes.
As did Zainab. And Zainab, you're actually teaching at the school you went to school at.
I did. Fordson's my alma mater.
Tell us about Fordson again through that diversity lens.
So Fordson is a school of about 2,700 students. About 50% of them are classified as English learners. It's a school that's almost 80% free reduced lunch, so we're a Title I school. Very large, probably 95% plus Arab American population, but within the Arab American population, there's diversity, you know, people from different countries. We also have a growing African American and Latino American community at Fordson, too. It is also a beautiful school. It was the first million-dollar high school in America. Henry Ford built it. So, I can't wait for Lauren's students to come and be wowed.
Well, I know, Lauren, you wrote to tell us that this new class you're teaching called Culture in America is kind of what led to this. What is the goal of that class, Culture in America?
Yeah, so the goal of it, I think, really is just increase empathy amongst our students and just help them to understand that different cultures don't mean bad and different cultures should be embraced. And in our country, we have so much exposure and so many amazing people and thoughts and ideas, and they aren't all like our own. And that really is a great thing to be celebrated. So I think that's the whole idea of it. This is the first trimester of it, and it's a one trimester class, but I'm teaching it again next try as well. And I've been really impressed with where the students are at and how they're thinking at this point and how excited they are about experiencing different culture. And it's been really cool.
And so your day that you're going to have for them tomorrow, you're leaving really early tomorrow morning, I understand.
We are. For me, it's not that early, but for the students, they can't even believe it. We're leaving around 6:45, and we won't get home till around 6 as well. So it'll be a long day for them.
And I can guarantee you it'll be very quiet on that bus because they'll all be sleeping as you
oh,
head
yeah,
to
definitely.
Dearborn. But the stop at the Arab American Museum is important, isn't it?
It is, definitely. I really want them to have the facts, and I want them to have the figures, and I want them to know, you know, who it is that they're learning about. And then going to Fordson and actually meeting people that might somewhat resemble, you know, what they learned about at the museum. I think that's so important.
And Zainab, what have you got planned for Lauren's students and your class when they come together?
You know, we have an icebreaker planned. We just have an hour to work with our kids because she's coming at the end of our school day. You know, we have an icebreaker planned, and then we are going to facilitate dialogue. So we have a panel discussion, and then we want the kids to sit in small groups because teenagers generally have a lot to talk about. They usually end up talking about what they have in common rather than the differences they have. I mean, we've facilitated dialogues like this before at Fordson.
What kind of questions do you want to use as prompts?
So I'm wondering what questions Lauren's students have. The takeaway from all of this is that every human is an individual. And you know, stories have the power to humanize, and when we have the chance to tell our stories to one another as individuals face to face, it's probably the most powerful thing in the world. So what I want my kids to take home, as well as Lauren's kids, is that everybody's different. You know, white people are not a monolith. Arabs are not a monolith. We all have more in common as human beings than we have differences.
Lauren, when I say the phrase cultural empathy, what does that mean to you?
I think what it means is that you can, in some way, shape, or form, put yourself in someone else's shoes and know that not everybody has had the experience that my students have had, and that because of where they grew up or how they grew up or something of that nature, they might not have had the privileges that some of my students have had. And I think trying to get them to think outside of, you know, like I said earlier, different cultures are bad. Trying to get them to think outside of that and know why they're thinking outside of that, that I think is what it means to me. It means more, it means feeling versus just facts and figures.
And Zainab, it's different than sympathy, isn't it?
Absolutely. So
how?
I teach a social justice class, and one of the first things we learn is sympathy versus empathy. So sympathy is this well-meaning, almost pity, whereas empathy is experiencing the human emotions that other people are experiencing and feeling with them, feeling alongside them, seeing them as equals. And, you know, when people are sympathetic with one another, they're not seeing one another as equals. And that's the issue.
Now, I understand both of you have kind of confronted this really in your own way, cultural empathy or lack of it. Lauren, what surprised you as you planned this field trip to Fordson as far as reaction of some parents?
Well, and it hasn't been a lot, but I did have some students that said, you know, my parents are really uneasy about this, or my parents don't want me to do this, or just going to Dearborn, I think, is scary to some people. And I understand it if there is some sort of lack of exposure and they don't know about Dearborn and such, that can be a little scary. But it was just weird. It was just interesting for me coming from Dearborn as my hometown to hear someone say, you know, my parents don't want me to be there. I don't know. It was just a very interesting thought that I had never thought of.
I'm just curious, were you able to at all ask the parents why, or was that one of those maybe battles best left unfought?
I think at this point it might be a battle best left unfought right now. I'm hoping that if this catches on and this idea kind of comes to fruition, I think that maybe the culture will start to change a little bit, and a little bit more accepting will be kind of the norm. It's all been pretty new and fresh, and I don't want to make too many waves at this point.
Yeah, we learn to pick our battles.
Right.
That's right.
And Zainab Shami, you're a Muslim woman. You wear a headscarf, which is a very important expression of your faith. What has that presented for you in, for example, traveling around Michigan?
I'm pretty insulated in Dearborn, and I feel, you know, very comfortable in Dearborn. But there are certain parts of the state. I mean, and this is personal. It's not every woman feels the same, right? But there are certain parts of the state where I kind of fear to go to. I probably wouldn't go to alone. And I mean, it's just, it is the nature of things. I think I commend people like Lauren who are trying to change things within their spheres of influence. That's the most important thing we can do. But unfortunately, we don't have enough Laurens in the world.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Oh, when you think of the kind of environment that our country is going through right now, where social media lets everyone stay in their own silos, that echo chamber, and you realize that both of your schools are pretty homogenous. And so Right. You want to bring them. How important is it to bring these two sets of kids together in a day of diversity?
It is so important to me. You know, my students, just knowing that they're going to be in Dearborn, I am telling you right now, every single day for the past week or so, they've been asking more questions and they've been more excited. And today we were talking about it and some of the kids said, well, okay, can we ask the question, you know, why do females wear hijab? Or can we ask this question or this question?
And I hope they do ask that.
It's been so awesome. It's been so awesome. Yeah.
And how have the kids been from your end?
So we only have a handful of kids coming because of the timing. But, I mean, they're always excited to talk about their own experiences. You know, teenagers' favorite topic of conversation is themselves.
It's true.
So they're excited. And I love it because kids this age are coming purely, it's an experiential thing. Like they they're not going to come with politically correct lines. They're just going to be talking about their experiences as human beings. Again, that's the most powerful thing. That's how you humanize the other with a capital O, right? And I want to share this quote from the Nigerian author Chimamanda Adichie, who said, "Stereotypes are dangerous not because they're untrue, but because they're incomplete." I mean, I think this is where coming together becomes very important. Again, you can't overstate how important it is for people to be able to share their stories and humanize themselves.
You're planting a seed, both of you, as teachers. How do you want to help that seed grow, to have your students, have these kids grow into people who do have cultural empathy?
I really hope that even in smaller conversations within the school, students will start to maybe care more about the other side, whatever that conversation is, and maybe go out on their own at some point and try to engage in some sort of other cultural activity or something. Engage with people of other cultures, whereas maybe beforehand they would have been scared to or afraid to because they had never done it before. And so I think for me, that's really where I want to see it grow. I'd love to see this class grow and the curriculum and the students, but I'd certainly like to see it grow outside of this place as well.
I mean, I want to see that for my students as well. Obviously, I teach at a homogenous school too, but I mean, I think with the recent election, I'm going to be honest, there was some fear in my classroom and around the school and around the community. And I, you know, I want my kids to see that there are people who understand them, who care to understand them, who don't want to just, you know, put them in a box and leave them behind. So it will be good for them to have this interaction, this positive interaction with a group of people, I think, whom they would assume had assumptions about them. So it's really breaking down layers of walls. So,
and you're going to prepare them for moving on, what they may encounter on a college campus.
Absolutely.
And in the workplace.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck with tomorrow's field trip. Lauren Robinson teaches at Hamilton High School, a rural school near Holland, and she'll be bringing students to Fordson High School in Dearborn, where Zainab Shami teaches, and the kids are going to be meeting together, and we can't wait to hear how it all goes. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks, Cindy.